You are listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Messenger Insight. I'm Brian Hobbs, your host. This week, an internet video went viral, an undercover video that showed Senior Director of Medical Services for Planned Parenthood explaining how Planned Parenthood sells the parts of aborted unborn children. And the video showed her describing how the heads of these babies come at a high price and causing an immediate outrage. And one of the leading voices in the conversation in reaction to this, speaking out against this, was Russell Moore, who is president of the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission of the Southern Baptist Convention. And Dr. Moore now joins us in this edition of Messenger Insight. Dr. Moore, thank you for joining us.
Good to be with you, Brian. Thanks for having me.
Now, take us back to that moment when you first saw the video, and then talk about what's transpired since, if you would.
Well, you know, there are so many things that float around the internet and that are untruthful and kind of conspiracy theory sort of stuff, that when I first saw something referencing this video, I just assumed that this was one of those things that we all see on Facebook and what have you. And then I went and watched the video, and I was speechless. And I thought, well, surely this can't actually be a Planned Parenthood official. So I started contacting people I respect in the pro-life community who said, yes, that's her. This is an official with Planned Parenthood. And I was stunned about that. And so I immediately wrote a commentary about it from a Christian perspective, and then started contacting Speaker Boehner and others, saying we have got to have an investigation of this, because the very fact that on this video you have a high-ranking Planned Parenthood official planning the distribution of parts of aborted infants, and in the most nonchalant way, while she's sipping wine and eating salad, she's talking about this. And talking about doing the abortion procedure in such a way that they can keep these parts intact. It's an atrocity. So since then, there's been quite a bit of discussion around the country about this, and Planned Parenthood is defending itself very unconvincingly. And frankly, the response to this has been just as chilling as the initial video. Because they're saying, "Oh well, we're not selling these parts for a profit. We're simply receiving reimbursement for the transportation and shipping and handling, essentially, of these parts." The entire point is not how much money you're making. The entire point is the fact that you are sitting here talking about how much a heart and a head and a liver goes for. I mean, the fact that consciences can't see that is stunning.
I think you're so right. And when in your piece you said this is not only murderous, it's murderous in the most ghoulish ways. Are you seeing this being having a galvanizing effect on the pro-life debate, on the abortion debate?
I hope so. And because Planned Parenthood has spent a lot of time and money trying to convince people that they're simply a healthcare provider, and they are simply working in the best interest of women. Think about what happened a few years ago with the Susan Komen Foundation and its ties to Planned Parenthood and the way Planned Parenthood presented itself through that. I think that anybody who sees this video will know that this is the behavior of pirates, not the behavior of healthcare providers. And so I think the line that Planned Parenthood attempts to use, oh, well, this is just dealing with tissue. This is just dealing with tissue from a medical procedure, and yet they're talking about livers and hearts and hands and heads. It's very difficult to deny the humanity of those who are being torn apart.
Well, we so much appreciate your leadership. You've spoken for time and time again for the unborn and really have worked hard to build a culture of life, but certainly Planned Parenthood has contributed so much to the culture of death. If I understand the research right, hundreds of millions of dollars of taxpayer dollars actually fund Planned Parenthood. What does the push look like to defund them from these tax dollars?
Well, that's exactly right. And there are many of us who've been saying for years that there should not be a single cent that goes from taxpayer dollars to Planned Parenthood. I remember in the 1988 presidential campaign. I was in high school, and I remember Al Gore, long before he was vice president, when he was running for president, saying that taxpayer dollars should not be used, in his words, for what is arguably the taking of a human life. And yet that is happening all of the time, and Planned Parenthood definitely needs to be defunded, and not only defunded, but investigated. What's happening with this distribution of parts ought to be illegal. There's some question as to whether or not it's legal or illegal, but it certainly should be illegal.
Yes.
And so I'm hoping that that takes place. The other thing that I'm hoping takes place is that consciences are awakened, because we need evangelical Christians standing up for unborn children and for their mothers. I mean, this is what James 1:27 calls us to do, is to care for widows and orphans in their distress. These are orphans here, and these are widows here, vulnerable women and very vulnerable children. And so we need to have evangelicals fully engaged. One of the things that we're doing is putting together a massive combined effort this year in January, coinciding with the anniversary of Roe versus Wade and the March for Life, on Evangelicals for Life. And we're partnering with Focus on the Family, and we're wanting a massive turnout of born-again Christians who are present, standing up for the unborn. I go to the March for Life every year, and it's a very Catholic event, and I'm glad for that. Certainly very thankful for our Catholic friends being so faithful on the issue of unborn human life, but we need more evangelicals who are not just thinking right on this issue, but who are also involved.
I love that. I love you mobilizing people, and I've been to the March for Life as well, and you're right about it being dominated and led by our Catholic friends.
And we don't want any fewer of them. We just want more of us, too.
Amen.
And we need to be pulling our part of the load here.
Amen. Well, I would encourage everyone listening to this to go to erlc.com or russellmoore.com to read the pieces Dr. Moore is putting out on this. It's the most important conversation. It rises above, really, a lot of these cultural moments we've been talking about. So, Dr. Moore, we applaud you. We join our voice with you, and we're so thankful for your leadership in this.
Thank you, Brian.
We've been talking to Dr. Russell Moore, who serves as president of the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission. Dr. Moore, thank you again for joining us.
Good to be with you.
You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, find us in the iTunes Store or visit us at BaptistMessenger.com.